משימה מספר 2. מרק סמית מראיין את דוקטור אליזבת לי בתוכנית רדיו. לפני שתשמעו את התוכנית, עיינו בשאלות של משימה מספר 2. עכשיו, הקשיבו לתוכנית. התוכנית הושמע פעמיים. Good morning, I'm Mark Smith, and today we are going to talk to Dr. Elizabeth Lee from Australia. Dr. Lee works on a flying ambulance. Let's find out about it. Dr. Lee, please tell us, what is a flying ambulance? Is it the same as a regular ambulance?
No. The flying ambulance is a small airplane, but it has the same equipment that a regular ambulance has. The doctors who work on this special ambulance are called the flying doctors.
Wow, flying doctors on flying ambulances. How unusual. Why do you need flying ambulances in Australia?
Australia is very, very big. There are many people who live on farms or in small towns very far away from a big city, and there are no hospitals nearby. When people in these faraway places have accidents or get really sick, they need help quickly. These people live so far away from a hospital that it could take them a long time to get there by car. So we go to get them and fly them to the hospital quickly.
How do people contact the flying doctors when they need them?
We have a special telephone number that people call when they need us. When we get a call, we send a regular ambulance to where that person is. That ambulance takes the person to the nearest airport where the flying ambulance is waiting. The idea is to bring the person to a hospital as quickly as possible. On the way, the doctors on the airplane do everything they can to help the person in need. Our doctors save lives in the sky all the time.
Can you share an interesting story with us?
Sure. Just last week, we had a call from a father who lives very far from a hospital. The father and his son were riding their horses together. Suddenly the boy screamed. The father turned around and saw that his son, Tom, fell off the horse. His leg hurt him very much and he couldn't move it. Their home is about 6 hours away from a hospital, so he called the flying ambulance to get help. The boy was in the flying ambulance very quickly on his way to the nearest hospital.
How did the doctors on the flying ambulance help Tom?
I was one of the doctors on the airplane that day. I put his leg up on a special pillow with ice and kept his leg from moving. I also gave Tom something to stop the pain. I'm happy to say that Tom's leg is going to be okay.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Lee, for telling us about the flying ambulance, a very special ambulance in Australia. Join us next week when we talk about how we can make text.
עכשיו, ענו באנגלית על השאלות על פי התוכנית ששמעתם.
הקשיבו לתוכנית פעם נוספת. זו הזדמנות טובה לבדוק את התשובות שלכם. Good morning, I'm Mark Smith, and today we are going to talk to Dr. Elizabeth Lee from Australia. Dr. Lee works on a flying ambulance. Let's find out about it. Dr. Lee, please tell us, what is a flying ambulance? Is it the same as a regular ambulance?
No, the flying ambulance is a small airplane, but it has the same equipment that a regular ambulance has. The doctors who work on this special ambulance are called the flying doctors.
Wow, flying doctors on flying ambulances. How unusual. Why do you need flying ambulances in Australia?
Australia is very, very big. There are many people who live on farms or in small towns very far away from a big city, and there are no hospitals nearby. When people in these faraway places have accidents or get really sick, they need help quickly. These people live so far away from a hospital that it could take them a long time to get there by car. So we go to get them and fly them to the hospital quickly.
How do people contact the flying doctors when they need them?
We have a special telephone number that people call when they need us. When we get a call, we send a regular ambulance to where that person is. That ambulance takes the person to the nearest airport where the flying ambulance is waiting. The idea is to bring the person to a hospital as quickly as possible. On the way, the doctors on the airplane do everything they can to help the person in need. Our doctors save lives in the sky all the time.
Can you share an interesting story with us?
Sure. Just last week, we had a call from a father who lives very far from a hospital. The father and his son were riding their horses together. Suddenly, the boy screamed. The father turned around and saw that his son, Tom, fell off the horse. His leg hurt him very much and he couldn't move it. Their home is about 6 hours away from a hospital, so he called the flying ambulance to get help. The boy was in the flying ambulance very quickly on his way to the nearest hospital.
How did the doctors on the flying ambulance help Tom?
I was one of the doctors on the airplane that day. I put his leg up on a special pillow with ice and kept his leg from moving. I also gave Tom something to stop the pain. I'm happy to say that Tom's leg is going to be okay.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Lee, for telling us about the flying ambulance, a very special ambulance in Australia. Join us next week when we talk about how we can make עכשיו, בדקו את התשובות שלכם. סיימנו את החלק הראשון של המבחן. עכשיו עברו למשימות הבאות. בהצלחה!